But my thing is, are we going to address anything else on this agenda in terms of, can't find it now, the gravel pit policy? Because I know Fred Searle had said, you know, I'm willing to pay. He had said that you had told him it was the $5 a yard. He says, I'm willing to pay.
$5 a yard. See, there was crusher was set up there, and the county had several hundred yards or thousands, and Deer Springs had several thousand. And I believe it is in the newsletter that there was a price when somebody even wanted some.
Right, there was.
And I agree. So is that going to be something we're going to have as part of our policy? That, you know,
well,
there is a charge?
No longer there, is it?
No.
So that part of it's not.
No, it's just a screening operation now.
Yeah.
I think what I was remembering on that
door
was the vent for light to get in there.
Yeah. You could put a lot bigger window in there and make it a no-see type of deal.
Yeah. Well, it used to be just completely dark, and that's what they just cut that little vent.
Doesn't that inside door handle look new? The outside looks old. The end one looks new.
I thought we'd replace that myself.
So anyway, okay, so question on board, Larry Walters had said, is this something that we're going to look at, bring that to the next meeting? Should we complete this now? Do we have any type of a policy? Because this is now the summertime when everybody's going to be asking for gravel. Is there a charge to the for the ranch to pick up?
Yes,
thank you. I lost it.
In that case, what do we do? Go wood. Now, he's taking it to possibility of paying up to $1,000 or $2,000 for the ranch. You know?
Well, what we did before, I mean, probably three, when we crushed up a bunch of gravel, that was when they had a $450 a yard.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the price, I mean, that covered our price to crush it and everything. So
we're not crushing it.
No, the board was making, the ranch was making like 50 cents or something a yard because we were paying so much to screen it or crush it and so much to the BLM.
So where do we go with it?
My suggestion would be that we should be entitled to at least the same amount that, you know, the BLM's getting 6 cents a yard for the permit. I think DSROA should get 50 cents a yard for
this should be some
access.
Kind of, eventually we're gonna have to replace that land. I mean, that's not necessarily money that we want to just spend on goodies around here, but we've got to have something put into a fund that says that when the time comes,
reclamation.
They say that this is done, we've got to have a way to reclaim this land. And if we aren't getting that from the gravel that goes out of there, then we're going to be in hurt and shape all of a sudden.
So an individual that wants gravel hauled to their property is going to be responsible to either pay, you know, Brent or Steed or somebody to excavate it, and the people taking it out of the ground either need to buy a permit from the BLM and from DSROA, or the individual lot owner needs to buy a permit and a BLM and a DSROA quantity permit.
So they could go through you or Brent if they do that.
That would be fine. The way it is set up right now for the BLM, Brent and I are the only two that were authorized by the BLM to get permits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joe Woods just went directly to the BLM.
And Don Woods.
Don Woods.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were talking about Joe.
Yeah, Joe's the well
guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don Woods. And so, I don't know if there's a possibility or whatever of going back to Don Woods and saying, you know, there was, I guess he would have paid a $500 permit to the BLM. whether he should have paid a permit also to DSRA or not.
And it wasn't...
He has made the offer.
The royalties paid to BLM was specifically also to be used on the road, therefore there was no extra charge. That's something else.
But I didn't see that he put anything on the common road.
Well, that's the other issue that,
yes.
we were going to bring up. The amount of traffic, the amount of hauling that they did, I think, caused some damage. And he had roughly 300 yards left on his permit that he was going to donate toward Phil Hall's road project or whatever. I would think that he should be responsible to go ahead and use whatever he's got left. He may not take all of that 300, but he should be responsible and have to pay Steed or whoever to haul that material and top, you know, the road, once you leave the county road and go on up into Johnny Brown through Brinkerhoff. I haven't been over there, but I understood that it was... I mean, if you run 80 trucks across it, that's a lot of traffic.
I didn't think it was that bad.
There's a couple small spots that maybe could be patched up. But for the most part, the road held up pretty well.
Well, if you go across it 5 or 10 times is one thing, but I understood there were
80
truckloads.
It's going to make a difference, period.
And
so,
he went there when after 60 truckloads had gone. So
and
it didn't look that bad. Yeah.
Well, that guy spent some money. Huh?
Yeah. It's a lot of the family trust, and he wants it so the whole family can use it. So he wanted to set up a little RV park there for the whole family. Come and everyone can bring in their camper. He did a nice job of it. He laid it out. Looks fairly good.
I feel a little bad that I think he got a little bit on the defense or frustrated. Number one, he had gone to Brent Robinson and tried to hire him to do it and got what he felt like was a ridiculous price.
Yeah, he did.
What I'm seeing and hearing from him is he's more than willing to pay fair prices to buy whatever he wants to buy or needs to have done. So I don't know what Brent, maybe Brent just didn't have the time and said, if you want me to do it, it's going to cost this much money. I don't know what happened. But
well, Brent even told him that if he wanted to get the gravel himself, he'd have to pay Brent so much money.
Yeah, I didn't know where that was coming from.
Brent was talking about.
yeah, go ahead and
really
then just keep track
really
of the number of loads that you'll pay me $2. A load or yard or what it's like. And you've done what? And that's different branch land? Okay. So, if we say the policy would be what? Check with you or Brent first before it's done. They have their royalties paid. Will there be a royalty, quote unquote, for reclamation charges?
I think there should be a 50-cent per. I don't think that's out of line. That's not. I mean, that's not.
For road damage and reclamation.
Yeah, that's not an unreasonable amount of money.
And
that's per yard.
50 cents a yard.
Yeah. That's cheap enough.
But my thing is, so the Steeds go up there. Well, I paid for that, and I'm going to pay the ranch. I'll pay them later.
Well,
what is going to guarantee that they're not going where they're not supposed to go, too far back into someone else's lot, or the final? Because I mean, that looks terrible over there now.
Yeah.
We're a long way from his lot. Just by the time we spoke with, we may not be. Okay. If we've got to use that as a 30-degree slope or wherever it is that they require. It looks like we're still probably, according to the map that Vance put out, it looks to me like it's almost 300 feet still from his lot. But
by the time we
restore it, we may be into his lot, and then that would be an issue.
And the point is, I've got someone who'll haul it for me. Are there any guidelines for that person coming in? Well, it's over here. I can take it, right, because everyone else is from here.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I'm hearing other people want 700 yards here, 700 yards here, and after a while, is there any protection?
Well, that was the other comment somebody made, and I'm trying to think of even who.
Hey, Cyril?
No, somebody told me, they were the ones that were complaining about hearing the equipment and machinery running at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
They're not dead sick. What was his name?
I think it was the horse guy over here.
What is that guy that's been up here quite a bit? He and his wife come down here and take showers. Barbie knows the name all the time.
The one I'm thinking of is...
I want to say from there, from Colorado.
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 They live over towards South Side Road from John Davis's place.
Cadell.
I mean, that's what his business... He's an excavation contractor.
Yeah.
And he was just saying, I didn't come to the ranch. I listened to the rock crushing plant all day long. I don't
Let's say Dave Cadell comes in and says, I want 700 yards over here. Well, they're working it here. No one said I can't take it. I paid everything I'm supposed to. I don't want control of everything, but it's like, that's the ranch. And then who pays the piper at the end if everybody comes in and says they want their 700 yards?
Yeah.
So they pay the reclamation and road damage fee of 50 cents per yard.
So what you're saying is we need to establish a capacity for that site and say, okay, we're now done. We're not taking any more out of this site.
Eventually we'll have to do that anyhow. We'll have to ask for another move on that.
And they have to indeed at that point understand that they have to ask.
I think it's almost like a building permit. The permits are issued by the BLM, but they need to come to the board to request 100 yards.
That's what I think. Yeah. They need to have some sort of, like when they want to build a cabin.
Well, we also need to reserve some of that gravel for the ranch road. I mean, it's nice to say that a lot of people have their own personal interests in the area, but we put no gravel on Sly Canyon, and that basically keeps me from getting out of it. But I know that I can't afford to run Fly Canyon and Broad Hollow this whole distance.
The other issue came up was, and I don't know if it was Dave Cadell that pointed it out, but that the trucks were loaded. Most of them were loaded and heading out to Podunk and up, but they worked late at night and then left with full truckloads that didn't go
to there.
East. It went west somewhere. So where did it go?
They said the same thing. They saw that happening as well. It's going that way.
He denied it totally. When I talked to him, and when I met them on the road the next day, up here, and he was with him, and he says the only truck that went that way was one hauling our equipment back for repair. And so that was, I mean, because we'd already talked about trucks going the other direction late at night and so forth like that.
And I think that's another point that the board should state. You know, this is it's certain time frames, because that's not right, 11, 12, 1 in the morning, to allow, you know, that people do come up here. That, I believe, is part of what the association is about, to protect its members.
Yeah.
And that kind of work at that hour of night has
hours of operation.
Other people. Uh-huh.
It's a little disturbing. It looks like they're setting in, getting ready to spend the summer here.
Okay, so the next point is, they're here because Phil Hall has them working at his place. Phil had said, you know, if anybody else needs them to haul whatever, and they're hauling, does that give them or anybody else the right to go to the upper ponds and park the trailer? To go over here and park two trailers, and if it's two, you have two more. Is there a limit, or do we have as a board any policy?
I would
term.
My thoughts would be, if they're here working for Phil Hall, then they're his guests, and they're more than welcome to camp on his lot. If they're working for me, they need to camp on my lot, or I need to make arrangements for cabin space for them or whatever. Just to have them all over. Yeah, I know. Wood mentioned that he had rented cabin time for them, but
still, I mean, we need input.
Dale brought up a real big.
You're missing out on a lot of fun, Mark.
What are you doing with this stuff?
You're missing out on a lot of fun.
Oh no, you're missing.
Dale, talk to us. Come on, Dad. I mean, is it something that whoever comes out here And I know you said you wanted RV parks and different things, and we've talked about that in the past. But I'm just saying, just park anywhere at this point?
It's a communication thing.
I think we need policy.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And I think there are people qualified who put out some, you know, brainstorming on policy. And it's just organized and gives leadership from the place.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing
who are you talking about that can make policy?
I think we've been talking about for Larry probably to be the ones to draw something on the data sets, period.
Right.
Larry Clarkson. I agree.
Draw it up on a paper, whatever you want to draw it up on, but with simple guidelines in an hour's think time,
mm-hmm.
we can do more than we can all sit here for a couple hours and bicker over.
In the meantime, maybe we ought to require at least, since it's set up here, let's bring in some porta potties or something like that.
But Larry, is that something that you can do in the time frame? I mean,
mm-hmm.
if we don't, summer is upon us and more people are going to be, well, they can do it. If they can do it, I can do it. If there are no set policies or guidelines. So you're talking about, okay, he's a good one, policy for the gravel pit. And we've kind of hashed some things out here which look good.
And I think the same thing is true about parking an RV somewhere. I think that's a kind of a simple decision that some knowledgeable person could give us input in a few minutes.
What kind of input do you want? You don't park just wherever you want to park. I don't know. I mean, and if someone asks you to move...
That's acceptable for them to park wherever they want to park.
Oh, I don't. Absolutely. I know.
We as a board should make some of these decisions ahead of schedule.
And I wish they had been made 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. They're not. So now we've got to address it. And that's why I'm presenting it to us now. What can we do? And I think that the policy has to be made.
Isn't there a board member that's responsible for that part of this?
Policies?
No. Larry's with roads, and so that makes the gravel pit a natural for him,
mm-hmm.
for a policy on that.
No, you're not.
Recreation or camping or whatever, or parking RVs, isn't there someone that's responsible for that end of it?
Who? Do you remember? God, it's getting hot.
Well, and I think this issue with the RVs has come up, I mean, it's more
yeah.
in conjunction with the working workers. Or
yeah. So Larry should take that, too.
Again, you're laughing, but something like that really is what doesn't need to happen on these days.
What?
They skipped out on $105 over the horse ride, and they didn't clean through their cabin's pass call.
A big enough machine to have a general manager with deep enough roots.
Exactly.
So that,
exactly.
We don't have
are these still people from it came over here?
No, no.
Oh, who are these people?
And I think that
these
we need to grow up and develop that maturity in our program.
Oh, they're just the part of a cabin?
We may have to raise dues to be able to provide that type
of part of
so.
What about all the stuff still out here?
Yep.
Is that still
so,
from,
and we've all talked about that, too.
Got Smith's group?
The front end
that you
cow cow thinking we're going to get
no,
the stuff
no.
out of the back end.
No.
Oh, they weren't over there.
So,
oh, okay.
Those are the charities.
I agree with you on that.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a lot of us agree yeah. that way now.
What?
Something, we're going to have to bite the bullet on.
There was a few girls there. I went over there and not
30
issues down
like that,
there.
Ken. But I really think it's where you can get it. It takes the time.
Okay, all right.
None of us really have the time to want to take the time.
Is that the end of
the
gas?
And the ranks are suffering because of it.
Sure.